If you have a Bible, let's just turn to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. The Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." I just want to preach that tonight, if God be my help. All things working together for good. Amen? All things working together for good. Now, Paul says in Romans here, chapter 8, verse 28, he said, all things work together for good. Amen? Praise God. He said, all things. But I like what he says in the beginning when he starts out in that verse. He said, "And we know." Amen? We have to ask ourselves tonight, do we know? Amen? What do we know? We know that the Lord is God, and He always will be God. We know that God the Father loved us, and that He sent His only begotten Son, that through Him we might be saved. Amen? We know that Jesus Christ came to earth, praise God, lived and loved and grew up in this world, faced all the adversities that you and I have to face. Amen? Went to the cross of Calvary and died for our sins. How do we know? According to the Scriptures. Because God said so. Amen? And God said so, and I believe it. And whether I believe it or whether you believe it, it don't matter. God still said it, and it's still right. Amen. Praise God. That's the end of that. But He says that, and we know that all things work together for good. Amen. All things work together for good. You say, preacher, that's kind of crazy. It's kind of contradictory because sometimes bad things happen. Yeah, they do. Amen. But praise God, when we come out on the other side, we come out shouting, praising, giving God glory, and God gets the glory. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. Praise God. No matter what happens to us in this life, we're just passing through here. We're pilgrims and sojourners headed for a city, builder, maker's God. And hey, praise God, until we get there, we just work through every situation with the help of the Lord, looking to get out on the other side so we can praise Him one more time. We need to have a mindset, praise God, that we will come out on the other side and we will praise Him and give Him glory. You say, well, preacher, sometimes it just seems so dark and dismal. Yeah, I know. It's kind of like those footprints in the sand when there's only one set of footprints, praise God. But I'm telling you, when there's only one set of footprints, that's because God Almighty loved you so much that He just scoops you up into His bosom, loves, whispers sweet things in your ear as He carries you through that valley. He carries you up that mountain. I put you in a place where you can be high and lifted up again and give Him glory. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got a God tonight that's worthy of our praise. Praise God. All things work together for good. Amen. All things work together for good. Praise the Lord. Why does it work? All things work together for good because all things are yours. Amen. Everything that God has is ours. Everything's ours is God's. Praise the Lord. Think about that. Amen. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21-23. He said, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come are all yours. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Praise the Lord. What do you think about that? If old David was writing that in a psalm, that's what he would say. He was at the end of that, he'd say, well, what do you think about that? Amen? Praise God. Well, I think about it. I praise God. Hey, listen. He said, whether it's Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. Praise God. There's nothing that's out of bounds to a child of God. You say, preacher, I don't have a whole lot here. I'm not wealthy. I don't have mansions and two or three cars and Maseratis and Corvettes and yachts. Praise God. No, but we got all the treasures of heaven. You're a child of God and you have an eternal purpose. Praise God with Him. And one day in a little while we will see that because all things are yours. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll look at it again in just a minute. But hey, listen, just remember, praise God, that you are special in the eyes of God. Amen. He said, wait a minute, preacher, I'm just one person. Yeah, you're one person that's special in the eyes of God. God loves you. Amen. He loves you enough to send His only begotten Son to die for you. Praise God. Hey, you're special enough where He didn't stay dead. He got up victorious over death and the grave so that you can too. That's how special you are to God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Everything is yours, praise the Lord, because God. Because you are Christ. And Christ is God's. That makes us special today. The world would like to be tested. Well, like, you're not really nothing. You're insignificant. I won't tell you that there's no person that's insignificant in the eyes of God. Every one of you, praise God, every one of us are special in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm not talking about riding that special bus either. I'm talking about being special to God Almighty because of who you are and what you contribute and just knowing Him and loving Him. Praise His holy name. All things work together for good. Praise God, them that know the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Know that your needs will be supplied because you're His. Amen. Praise the Lord. That your needs will be supplied. Praise God. Praise God. He said, "Will not God freely give us all things?" Amen. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:32. Will not He freely give us all things? Whatever you need, praise God. Now God will supply to you. Amen. His supply is unlimited. He has a vast supply, praise God, and He knows exactly what you need, and He'll meet your need, praise God, and sometimes He even gives us what we want. Amen. Praise the Lord. I remember a time or two I'd be sitting in the big woods, freezing myself to death, shivering and a-shaking, sitting in a tree like a squirrel. I'd say, Lord, would you just send a big old 8 or 10 point buck out through here? And I could go ahead and shoot him and get down out of here and get warm. Amen. Praise God. Boy, it'd be nice if you heard an answer. Hey, a time or two he has. Amen. Amen. A time or two he has. Hey, you wouldn't much want to get the prayer out there. But here comes something through the woods. Boy, I like it when you look down through there, Brother Bill, and you got this, it looks like there's a rocking chair coming through the woods. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boy, you get excited. Amen, praise God, and you finally get that shot, and you take it, and you see him run through, and he goes down. You sit there just a second, and then it comes to you, so I just ask God for this. Amen, praise God. And God has already delivered, praise God, because He knows what you need. He freely gives, praise God, us all things. You know, sometimes we don't give because we don't ask. We don't ask in sincerity. We ask to consume it upon our own lust instead of asking it. Praise God. When God delivers, we can praise Him and give Him glory. Amen. We make it more about us than it is about Him. But I like it when He delivers on purpose. Praise God. Amen. He said, but my God shall supply all your needs or need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Amen. Say, He'll supply all your needs. But my God shall supply. He didn't say might, could, or to. But He said He shall supply all your need according to His riches. That means He has the supply because it's part of His riches, because He owns it all, because it's all His, and He has it to give. Praise God, He wants to give because He loves you and He loves me. Amen. Hey, anybody that's got children, you know, praise God, you want to give to your kids. Amen. And sometimes we're not able to give as much as we'd like to, but then later on maybe them grandbabies come along. Amen. And you've got this thing figured out. You've got your lives kind of squared away. And you got your kids raised. So in comes along them grandbabies. Amen. And you start to spoil them a little. Amen. Shake your head no. You're going to have to come repent. Amen? But we do. We start to spoil them just a little. You know, we start to see things that we say, man, they like that. And so we get it. And then mama pitches a fit. Daddy goes, what are you doing? Amen? You shouldn't have done that. I said, well, I know. Maybe shouldn't have, but I did. Amen? But I'm just a human being. How much more, my Heavenly Father, how much more your Heavenly Father, praise God, who owns everything, praise the Lord, looks down upon us, sees us as these little old young'uns throughout the generation, and He loves us, praise God, and He just begins to pour out His blessings upon us. You know what's wrong? We're missing out on the blessings of God because we're not appreciative of the blesser. Amen. He wants to bless us today. We just got to learn to be grateful for the blessings. Praise God. Amen. He supply all your need according to His riches. In glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. He tells us that all grace abounds towards us in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. He said, and God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Amen? Boy, Beza, if you unloaded all that, we'd be here till Sunday preaching. Amen? Did anybody pack a lunch? My wife, my daughter was here, she'd say, she's always got food. Amen? Thank God. They said, God is able to make all grace abound toward us. Now, what is grace? That's the unmerited favor of God. It's favor that you and I don't deserve. But God said He's able to make that grace that we don't deserve abound to us. Amen. To come to us, hey, praise God, just because He loves us. That you always have all sufficiency in all things. And they said all things working together for good. God's working it out for us. We're not in this by ourselves. God's there to help us. The sooner we realize that, praise God, we get on board with Him, praise the Lord. But the sooner we'll realize the magnificence and the things that we have in Him. Amen. Anything that He puts, hey, listen, may abound to every good work. So everything that He puts on your heart, my heart to do, praise God, God said, I'll abound in it, I'll bless it, praise God, and I'll use it, and God will get the glory. Amen. When God begins to pour out His blessings, that grace begins to abound toward us. Praise His name. All things working together. Through God, through Christ Jesus, praise God, for His glory. Amen. All things. And all things are done through Christ. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, he says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do nothing without Him. You can't either. You can't do nothing. You can't accomplish anything. You can't be pleasing to God without Christ. But in Christ, praise God, we can do things, praise God. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He said, that's where we get our strength. If you're trying to run the race without Christ, praise God, you're running all by yourself. It's kind of like a race car, a sports car, running on empty. You won't make it far. Oh, the hops there. Get in, get excited. You might get an emotional thing going. But without Christ in you, that blessed hope of glory, praise God, you'll run empty before very long. Amen. But he said that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Because Christ is in me, and He strengthens me. He's that fuel source. Amen. That it gives us a motivation to keep going. He says all that we ask or think can be done in Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. He says, now unto Him that is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He said, there's a power that's functioning, that's working inside us. If you've been born again, praise God, if you're running with Jesus, there's a power, there's a force in you. You're not running on empty, praise God. You're filled with God Almighty. You're filled with His Spirit. You're filled with the presence of an Almighty God, and He's there to motivate you and keep you moving. Amen. I wonder about a lot of people that get in for just a little while and they fizzle out and you couldn't find them with a search warrant. It bothers my heart. Amen? Because they say, to me, they're missing something. Because if we, he said, all we ask and think can be done with Christ. We can't do much without Him. Because he says, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. See, we've got to have the Lord in us, and we do those things. What we do for His glory. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, in verse 31, he says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. That's a pretty simple statement, isn't it? Amen? He said, no matter what you do, everything that you do, he said, do it for God's glory. Amen. Praise His name. We can do all things. We can ask Him to do all things, praise God, if we do it for His glory. To lift up and praise His holy name. Amen? Why? Because He's promised that, and that's part of our inheritance that He offers to us. Amen? An inheritance. We have an inheritance in the Lord. Now, hey, listen, you may not have a big inheritance here in this world. There may not be anybody leaving out of here and going to leave you a great big inheritance. But I want to say tonight on the authority of the Word of God that you have an inheritance. We have an inheritance in the Lord. Amen. An inheritance in the Lord. All things, praise God, are to be inherited. Everything that God has, praise God, He says, is to be inherited by the children of God. Amen. What do you think about that? Well, the devil ain't liking this. I mean, he don't want you to have the confidence just to realize, praise God, that He is a God and He's real and His name is Jesus. That's right. And you put your faith and trust in Him and you can inherit everything, praise God. Everything, it belongs to you. You say, preacher, how can that be? Because we're heirs and joint heirs with Him. Amen, praise God. Look what He says in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. He said, he that overcometh, or Revelation chapter 21, 7, first, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. That overcoming means to just stay in the good fight of faith. Just put our faith and trust Lord Jesus Christ. It means to get on the boat. Amen. To get on the boat, praise God, not to be discouraged and just go ahead and take that step of faith. Just get on with Jesus Christ. Praise His name. In Isaiah 54, verse 17, He says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. No weapon. Amen. We're living in a day and an hour, praise God. Everything's weaponized. Amen. Everything's weaponized. It's weaponized against people. It's weaponized against the world. It's weaponized against the economy. Everything's weaponized. But He says here, praise God, that all things are to be inherited. He said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall raise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith who? The Lord. Amen? He said, we have this inheritance, praise God, that's guaranteed. God offers this inheritance. He said, there's no weapons formed, praise God, that'll prosper against you. He said, there's no tongue, praise God, that's going to rise up with a riling accusation or judgment against you, praise God, that won't be put down. Glory, hallelujah. He said, because God has offered us inheritance to the servants of the Lord, those that's rooted and grounded, those that's looking up and lifting up His name, praise God. God said He'd bless them. He said, their righteousness is of me. Amen. Their righteousness, that righteousness, it's not ours. Amen. My righteousness, the Bible said, my righteousness, your righteousness is filthy rags. Amen. That's the rags they use to bind the wounds of lepers. They have to use them one time and throw them away. Can't clean them. Amen. Disregarded. But praise God, He said, but He said, their righteousness is of God. It's of me, saith the Lord. See, my righteousness is in Lord Jesus Christ. See, I'm right because I trusted in Him. I'm right because I believe the blood of Calvary shed on Calvary. I'm right because my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm right because I believe and trust in and rely on Him. I praise God to get me through life, to lift me up and encourage me, to give me direction and to give me focus to be pleasing to my Savior. Amen. I want to go out of here just shouting and praising and giving Him glory. Amen. I want to be one of those old saints of God like Ralph Sexton Sr. When he was going out of here, his daughter was there, and he had said, lift me up. And she was pushing him up and putting pillows behind him, everything she could to try to do what Daddy was asking for. And finally he said, hey, listen, I think her husband said, hey, listen, honey, he's not talking to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was talking to the Lord and said, lift me up, praise God. Put me on out of here. Amen. Praise. Take me home. And my Lord God, I want Him to lift me up every day. Encourage me every day in every way. In His righteousness for His glory. Amen. So I want to finish well my course, is what Paul was saying. He said, stay in that good fight of faith, because all things work together for good. And we know it. Amen. We know it. Praise God. He said, we are conquerors in all things. We're conquerors. Amen. In Romans 8:37, he says this, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. He said, we're more than conquerors. No, we're not conquerors. He said, we're more than conquerors. He said, preacher, well, how could we be more than conquerors? Because we put our faith and trust in God. And God Almighty knows what's ahead. And God Almighty's cutting glory. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to take a spell for about 10 minutes and run the aisles and shout. Because God already knows what's coming down the pike. He's already getting ahead of it. And what He's saying right here, you're more than a conqueror. Because God's going to go ahead of you. He's going to go before you. Praise the Lord. And He's going to make the way. And glory. Hallelujah. You're going to come out victorious. Glorious. It's just as if, Brother Bobby, you've already finished across the finish line. Amen. In all these things, and you're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. Ain't no other way. There's a whole lot of people trying to get in some other way, so I'd be satisfied some other way. It don't work. It don't work. Peace, happiness, joy, praise God, is in the Lord, because we are more than conquerors. Conquerors in all things, praise God, because of Him. Amen? Because of the Lord Jesus Christ of us. So we see that all things work together for good. Amen? Praise God. To who? See, the conclusion of this thing, the final answer is there's a condition. There's a condition in the text. Amen? To have all things work together for good to us is we have to love God. We love God. Amen. Praise God. If we love God, then all things work together for our good. Amen. And for His glory. And nothing be able to separate us from the love of God. Amen. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. Only condition God puts on us, praise God. All things will work together for good. The only condition is that we love God. How can we not? Because He first loved us. I was sorry and no account and a sinner. And by the way, I'm still sorry and no account and a sinner. But I'm saved by the marvelous grace of God. I still live in this old flesh just like you do. But I'm saved by the marvelous grace of God. And God only prerequisite He puts, amen, to be taking good care of me, all things working together for good to us, is that we love Him because He first loved us. All we got to do is just love Him, praise God, because He first loved us. He said, we've come full circle. And we know. Amen. Do we know? Do you know tonight? Is everything good? Everything's going to work out? Everything's going to be okay? Because I love the Lord and the Lord loves me. Amen. Everything's going to be all right. I know it. Not a doubt in my mind. Now, is everything going to go exactly the way I think it ought to? Not in a million years. Amen. Not in a million years. James, is going to go the way I want to. But praise God, where I think it ought to. But glory to God, he said, everything is going to work together for good. Praise God. To them that love God. Amen. It's going to work because I love him. Amen. I love him. But now listen to this. To them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. It's going to work together for good, Brother Jeff, to those that are called according to his purpose. What is God's purpose? That we love him and he gets the glory. Amen. That is the purpose. Amen. That's justification. Well, we love him because he first loved us. Praise God. And he said the whole purpose of man is to love and give God glory for all the things that go on in our lives. We thank him and we give him praises for it. He says, no matter what happens, he says, as is written in verse 35, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? That's a broad spectrum. As is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But listen what he said in verse 37. He said, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Are you persuaded tonight? Come on now. Are you persuaded tonight? You're on Jesus' side. You decide you're going to stay with him, praise God, because it seems to be a good place to be. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul said, hey, listen, you ain't no use to you to argue about it. Tell me your sad stories. I'm persuaded that everything's all right in my Savior. Amen. He said, I tried other things, praise God, and that's the best thing I ever put on was Jesus Christ as my Lord. And he said, I'm persuaded that none of these things can separate me from his love. Because he loved me so much. Praise God. We know that all things work together for good. Amen. For our good and his glory. Praise be to God. We see it taking place. Amen. You can see that. Let me just show you something. In the 23rd Psalm, the psalmist says this right quick, and I'll let you go. Let's look at this real quick. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Wow. Huh. That sounds pretty sufficient for me. Need I read more? The Lord is my shepherd, the one that leads me, guides me, the one that keeps me out of mischief, the one that keeps me out of harm. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. See, he's a putting me there. He's leading me there. He's putting me in places I need to be. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And then look at these two fellas, these two right here. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. See, David had his eyes on Jesus. And as long as you've got your eyes on the Son, amen, the darkness is behind you. And he says, as I'm following Jesus with my eyes on the Lord, he said, goodness and mercy is there to guard my six. They're watching my back. Praise God, they're keeping the devil and the demons of hell off of me. Praise God, ain't you glad today that you got somebody? I say you got somebody as big as Jesus and God Almighty on your side. Praise God. Greatest military leader in the world is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Everywhere I go, everything I do, they're there. He said, one day I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise God.